We're gonna now read our scripture, and Finley Avery is gonna read with us one of my most favorite scriptures on the Bible. So we invite Finley to come here.
As you deal with one another, you should think and act like Jesus did. In his very nature, he was God. Jesus was equal with God, but Jesus didn't take advantage of that fact. Instead, he made himself nothing. He did by taking on the nature of a servant. He was made just like a human being. He appeared as a man. He was humble and obeyed God completely. He did this even though it led to his death. Even worse, he died on a cross. So God lifted him up to the highest place. God gave him the name that is above every name. When the name of Jesus is spoken, everyone will kneel down to worship him. Everyone in heaven and on earth and under the earth will kneel down to worship him. Everyone's mouth will say that Jesus Christ is Lord, and God the Father will receive the glory.
Amen. Finley, great job. And I'm really happy that she's reading from her Bible. Finley's done with Play-Doh, in case you didn't know, because she's super elastic. I have seen it, right, Elizabeth? She's super elastic. So we're so glad that you read the scripture for us. Let us pray. Lord, we are thankful for the opportunity that we have today to listen to your voice and to listen to the word that you have prepared for our hearts. We are all coming needing to hear from you. We are all coming open to receive from you. Allow us to be able to be transformed by you. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. We are already in the beginning of our mainly Holy Week, and this is always a very special week for us. I think we go through every emotion, isn't it? We are with moments of sadness and also with always knowing that Easter will be here. But we have prepared our lives to get here through different parts of these sermons. We have prepared our hearts by remembering that we have a God who has a generous heart, who tells us to remember because action happens. We also remember that we are called to imitate, even though it's difficult to think that we can tell other people, imitate me so you can learn how it's a Christian. It's a little bit of an accountability process for us too, but it's possible because of what God does in our lives. We also learn about repenting as this beautiful process of restoration. We call also what is the meaning of coming together or reconciliation. That's a beautiful healing step in our lives. And last week we talked about how the Lord called us to make something new. So through all this process, we are preparing our lives precisely for this week. How is it that God and you are talking in this week? How are you preparing yourself to this week? I think if we can come to a way, it's just how do we walk through this process? It makes me think in something that perhaps is very common in our lives. How many of you are familiar with this cruise control in your car? Raise your hand. Isn't that one of the most beautiful things that you have in the car? And I confess to you what happens to me if I don't have that. It's a very big problem in our marriage in a good way. Because what happened is when my husband, who's this thinker nerd that you're there, hi, Evo. I love you, bro. And he's really thinking something deep, right? And he sees really deep, whatever he thinks. But when my husband is thinking deep, my beautiful husband there, he slows the car. I mean, the car is like, and I'm listening, right? I'm trying to be this wife, good, you know? So, and I'm like, okay, bro, the opposite happens to me. I'm thinking, and I'm like, what if God is calling Northern Hills to do something? And I go, zoom. And then it's like, Abel is like, sweetie pie, you're going in 80 in 40. So just, you know, and you're immigrant. It doesn't help either. So that's the point. And so praise the Lord for the cruise control, because you click the thing and, whoa, now we are in the right time all the time, right? So that helps you to be in a steady way going to the direction where we need to go. That's the way we need to prepare our heart for this week that is Holy Week. We need to set ourselves in a steady way to walk through this week. Do not avoid it. we need to walk through this week. The fact of remembering and celebrating and even going through this grief reminds us that we are in the hands of a God who invests in your life and mine. We walk through this knowing that the life that we have, we don't deal to everything we do in our own. We deal in this life knowing that we are in the hands of a powerful God who walks with us in every step of our lives. So what we do is what the scripture says in the very first verse that we read. It says, in your relationship with one another. This is also important. We are called to do this for a call of unity. We are looking for the same what? Mindset as Christ Jesus. So we need to put ourselves in that cruise control with Jesus' mind. In other words, we have heard before when people say, what will Jesus do? Well, it kind of got repetitive, but the point is the same one and it's very important. It's about saying, God, help me to think. Help me to be able to listen to you so strongly, God, that I will know how to deal with this in life. Help me to remember, too, that you are there for me in this season of my life. Because one of the things that we experience as Christians is that in our walk as a Christian, we're not doing it in our own, but we're walking knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is there with us. Amen? That has a very special name within the church. We call that incarnation. You have heard that before, right? Is that the way to pronounce it? Incarnation of Jesus. Many times we remember that during Christmas. But actually, it is in this time when incarnation makes sense. You know, I found probably one of the best definitions I have ever seen about what it means in incarnation. Let me show it to you. It's in two parts. It says, God's willing choice to take on our lot and our life in Jesus so that God might identify with us wholly and completely. Make sense there? I love this. There is nothing. Can you hear that word? No fear, no joy, no sorrow, no pain, no disappointment, no hope, no betrayal, no dream, no failure that God has not also experienced. That is a blessing, guys, that whenever we come to God with our need, with our joy, with the moment of you say, God, I feel that I made it, or the moment when you're saying, God, I don't think I'm going to make it for the next minute, in both times, God is there telling you, I get it, I understand you. I remember a counseling teacher telling me, you can never say to a person, I understand you, never, because you really don't. You can have an idea. You can kind of have some sort of like maybe similar experience, but 100% understanding, who's the only one who can do that? God. And what is happening in here is he's telling you, I became one like you to show you that I get it, to show you that what you are living, I know it's hard. So when you come to God and say, I'm not sure if this is something easy or this is something that I'm going to make it, God gets that. Understands that. But the other thing is this. It doesn't stay there. There is a second. It says, so that. I love so that in the Bible. So that's in their Bible. So, isn't it? Every time you say God, so that, something awesome. God's desire to be in complete solidarity with us and God's commitment to be always for us. That's that second part. Yes, he has empathy with us, but with a purpose, to show that he's loving us and to show that he gets it, but also to show us that he's walking with us in that season. This is a beautiful definition. And we can learn that very well in the scripture that we read today because it has two different aspects on it. If you can see, first of all, is we remember through this scripture how we find Jesus carrying two specific natures. The original form, and that is the form of what? God. Jesus is God. You get that? Do we agree on that? Yes. But Jesus is also chose a specific form. And what is it? Human form. He chose that one. He chose it for a specific purpose, and we said that in the scripture that we read. It says, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. That's very important, especially because this is we read this in what letter? The letter of who is in the Bible? Philippians. Philippians were people who were very familiar with what was the Roman Empire. We're almost going to call that leader, Caesar is God. And they will shout to him. And they will start telling all the different things that this leader had, that they were qualities. And here we find that same shout at the beginning in Jesus, who being in very nature God. That's a big shout about the power of Jesus. We expect all these wonderful qualities showing in there. But what we find is, these qualities are very different. It says that he did not consider equality with God something to use to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself what? Nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant. So we have that the biggest quality that he has is taking that nature, man of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming, we see in our Lord Jesus Christ, is that he is humble and in attitude of servanthood. The Palm Sunday is precisely a vision, a clear visual of how he's explaining that. We find Jesus coming today on Palm Sunday, riding a wonderful horse. No, what? A donkey. Have you ever seen a person riding a donkey? It is comical to an extent, because the donkeys do not have that kind of like, the horses have a little bit of like this wonderful look. And so the donkeys in Mexico, the way we pick up trash is some is the car, there is a big van going with it and picking up the trash, but then there are other guys who come and pick up trash during the week, and they are riding usually a little carriage in the, you know, and one of them in the front. So I really look masterful at who looking at the little dog, do not try, you know. And one of the things key to do something when they don't want to. Because in the moment they don't want to, what happened? They do not move. They are very stubborn and they don't move. So there is nothing master or beautiful in that sense from a donkey. But we find Jesus in doing that in this Palm Sunday. Well, it seems according to history, there was another parade going on, receiving this great guy from the Roman Empire. And here we find this other little parade with Jesus going in a donkey. That is showing to all of us the attitude that he's coming as a servant. He's coming not thinking about his power is depending of the power that other people shows. His power is coming because of the transformation that he was bringing by his actions. I love the scripture that it says, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. That's what Jesus is telling us. He took the decision of saying, I am going to be a servant, so you know that I care for you. You know that I empathize with you. Don't you feel a blessing when somebody really makes you feel you go? That he takes a small action, but through that small action, he shows his care for all his students. I'm planning to do with each of you the same thing at the end of this. Whatever we can create, and I'll try to remember. Elizabeth, you help me to remind everyone of that, right? But you see, it's a small action. But what did it mean to the student? it meant to each of them, you care for me on a personal level. I assure you that probably the way that his class goes is very powerful, because it's very clear in the instant that the child is coming in, is feeling validated by that teacher. That's a person. That's a teacher. The God that we have, the Lord Jesus Christ that walks with all of us, is the God that is capable to tell us every day, Paul, you were sleeping, but I'm here now while you're awake, and we're walking this together. Now, as a difference from this teacher who was great, there is another big difference with the Lord Jesus Christ, that this empathy doesn't end just here. There is a second aspect of that, and that is the fact that he is also God. And the next part of the scripture, when it says, therefore God what? Exalted. That is the next aspect. He's called to be exalted. Exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is what? Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So what it happens with exaltation is that, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ comes to let us know that he cares for us, that he understands us. But that doesn't end there. Exaltation reminds us that as pain, the concern, the sins, the mistakes, the addictions, the problems, the things that are celebrating in your life, the next step in your life, the fear, he carries all of that. But he doesn't leave it just here telling us that he understands us. It is through his exaltation that we find that mighty God bringing every one of those things to that cross. And in that cross, he says at the end, it is finished. It is done. In that cross, your pain has an end. The cross, fear has an end. Your it has an end. And while we're looking at the cross right now, the Lord Jesus, because of that excellent advocate guiding us in our life here, we are empowered by that. When you know that your biggest fear has an end, how you feel? Don't you feel like, let's dance for Jesus? Amen. Look what it says also in the scripture. It is the exaltation of Christ that guides us there. I like what the watchman said here. Because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, I have received forgiveness of sins. Because the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, I have received new life. Because the Lord Jesus has been exalted to the right hand of the Father, I have received the outpour of the Spirit. All is because of him. Nothing is because of me. So it's because of God's exaltation that you and I have the opportunity today to say, my fear, my pain has an end. And I can live this life, even when it's difficult, knowing that God is leading me step by step. So that's how we guide our lives to him. I think we need to go. We walk today to where we are doing our, how do I prepare? Let's put all of our minds in that cruise control. Let's all say that in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus did. So the invitation today is, yes, walk to the Holy Week, knowing that it's painful, but know that through this time, your pain, your fear has an end, and you're living a life that is preparing you to have hope and share the hope with others. So just receive his love. Receive the fact that you know that you are in the hands of a God that is bigger than anything we present to him. And by that, be empowered to share with others his love. Amen. While we sing this song, be open to say, God, I want to have your mindset. Take away from me any distraction. Take away from me the desire of solving my own life in my own hands. But allow me. And you are advocating for me and the right hand of the Father. Let's stand up and celebrate together.